Diseases of the central nervous system, purulent meningitis. The 78-year-old male patient's anamnesis included hypertension, hypertensive cardiomyopathy, cardiac decompensation, reduced carbohydrate tolerance and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient was treated for tuberculosis at an early stage of his life. 2 years prior to his current admission, surgical removal and irradiation of a right thigh fibromyxosarcoma was performed. No further complaints were registered. Productive coughing and dyspnea prompted readmission to the Department of Internal Medicine a year ago. Complaints were related to cardiac decompensation, left-sided pneumonia and hydrotrax. The pneumonia was cured by antibiotic treatment and the patient's circulation was re-established by diuretics. The patient was readmitted to the department due to coughing, dyspnea and hydrotrax 2 weeks later, returning home, which was settled by modified diuretic therapy. Although ECG revealed atrial fibrillation, syncumar treatment wasn't administered due to ocular hemorrhage. Bilateral pneumonia and significant hypervolemia necessitated further treatment 6 months later. Combined antibiotic and diuretic treatment cleared pneumonia. The generalized edema became moderate, resulting 16 kg weight loss. Gastroscopy verified erosive antrum gastritis and duodenitis, but neither immunohistochemistry nor in situ hybridization of gastric biopsy sample revealed presence of Helicobacter pylori. The patient was scheduled for CAT scan examination due to a round-shaped shadow detected on chest X-ray in left hilum of the lung. Neurologic evaluation recommended cervical MRI scanning because of spondylogenic head and neck pain. The patient was readmitted because of asphyxia, coughing and fever, which lasted for more than 2 days. Draining dark, black-greenish gastric secretion appeared at vomiting once. On the day of his admission, the patient fell off from his bed, hitting his head. He complained mild, knuckle headache, but didn't feel dizzy. Later knuckle pain and sudden left limb weakness was noted with aphasia. According to his wife, a few hours prior to his admission she was able to talk to him, but later as he was transferred to the hospital no adequate communication could have been established. The patient rapidly developed 38 degrees Celsius fever and knuckle rigidity. Chest X-ray revealed left dominant bilateral pneumonia, later supported by thoracic CAT scan as well. Cranial CAT scan showed hypodensity consistent with chronic cerebral ischemic infarction. Stool was Weber positive. Mildly elevated INR and stable hemoglobin values were registered in blood sample. Due to gastric hemadiumesis, coagulation inhibiting treatment wasn't initiated. Despite combined antibiotic and beta blocker therapy, the patient's condition steadily declined, became unconscious and eventually passed away amid symptoms of respiratory failure.